It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make...
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Straight Shooter Recruiter. My name's Emily Durham. I'm a senior recruiter by day, podcast host by night, and my goal is to help you thrive in your 9-to-5 and beyond. Bow, 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 bow. Insert sound effects. Bow, 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 bow. I am so excited to be hanging out with you all today. I literally just turned 27 about a week ago, and it really got me thinking about the things I wish I knew when I first started my career. Everything from the little tips and tricks that would have helped me accelerate faster, and all of the BS I could have avoided to get to where I am today. And don't get it twisted, I still have a very long way to go, but it did dawn on me that now that I've been a recruiter for 7 years, I guess I'm no longer early career. So I kind of got to tap into this new mid-career theme that we've got going on, me and my singular gray hair I found last week that literally made me cry. Anyways, that's besides the point. If you are interested in today's topic or anything else I have ever spoken about, make sure to check out my other socials. They're on the screen and in the bio. And please leave a rating and a review for this podcast. It genuinely helps so much. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe, leave a comment, because we're about to have a grand old time. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'm sorry if it looks like I'm leaning over. It's entirely because I am. I want to make sure you're getting some pretty crisp audio over here. I want to start off with the very first thing that I wish I knew at the start of my career. It was that no one gives a shit what I have to say. Sorry, just saying. I'm not saying that I don't give a shit about what you have to say. I'm talking about the corporate world. Unfortunately, they don't take us seriously until we look like the world has just beaten us with a stick. I wish I was lying to you, but unfortunately, it is very much the truth. It wasn't until I hit 25 or 26 where people started to automatically think my opinions were credible. Up until that point, I would have these big ideas, I would pitch them, and people would say, okay, so what? And what I learned throughout that process was nobody gave a shit about my ideas, not because my ideas weren't good, but because I had no credibility yet. Unfortunately, people assume that young folks are not credible inherently. And how do you build your credibility? Two ways. So this is kind of like a two-for-one tip. The first is come to the table with data. If you have big ideas, if you have a pitch, if you have something that you want to do or an idea you want to sell, telling the idea to your leadership team is not going to cut it. They don't automatically think you know what you're talking about. The only way you're going to tell a compelling story and reel in the audience is with data. I remember I had an idea to redesign this massive interview process. I had hunches and thoughts and like theories, and I came to the table with this big idea, and they looked at me and they said, that doesn't make sense. And in my mind, I was like, these people are crazy. This totally makes sense. You know what the issue was? It made sense to me because I understood. I didn't go out of my way to tell a compelling story and make them understand. I didn't go out of my way to influence their decision. I thought presenting my idea would simply be enough, and it most certainly was not. So here's what I started to do. I would come to the table with copious amounts of data. If I had a big idea, I would say, here's the big idea and here's the data that supports it. Every single strategy I brought to the table suddenly became backed, built, and bathed in data. Data became my everything. So my number one piece of advice, get really good at researching and understand what good research looks like in your industry. For me, it's leveraging tools like LinkedIn Recruiter or Indeed and Glassdoor. It's going to be a little bit different everywhere you go. The second thing I need you to get good at, if you didn't catch on to it already, is having a great ability to influence. And one of the best ways you can influence through communication, no, it's not bribery, although I wish it was, is being a great storyteller. Having an ability to tell a compelling story to an audience of any size and any type is massive. Being able to go to senior leadership and say, I have an idea and let me talk you through my journey is a game changer. I am literally 27. How many times am I going to say I'm 27 in this video, but you get me. And I am actually leading training for managers across the United States tomorrow for an entirely different team that I don't even work on effective communication, because I had someone sit in on one of my presentations and they told me they were blown away by my ability to communicate. And I'm not saying that to humble brag. I'm saying that because being a good communicator gets you noticed, and stuff like that is what's going to get my ass promoted at the end of this year. I hope. Let's not jinx it. But you know what I'm saying. So if you want to be a really good storyteller, in addition to having strong data, I'm also going to need you to become a really strong communicator. That means eliminating the use of filler words like, or you know. I'm not using a script. I never write scripts for my podcast, and I'm sure you could maybe count 3 or 4 times I'll use a filler word, but I've gotten really good at practicing eliminating them from my vocabulary entirely. It's all about practice, and sometimes it's as simple as recording yourself speaking so that you can get into the flow of that. Another thing you can do to be a great storyteller is deeply understand your audience and what matters to them. I'm going to deliver 2 totally different presentations if my audience is students versus executives. And another thing I would highly recommend doing is connecting with a mentor in your industry to understand what great executive level presentations look like in your field. Just because you're early in your career doesn't mean that you should be getting underpaid. When I was younger, I accepted the very first full-time job offer I had without negotiating or even shopping the market, mostly because I thought I was lucky a company was willing to take a chance on me. Now that I'm a recruiter, I see it the total opposite way. That company was lucky. They got to tap into me early before I was much more expensive. So I would highly encourage you, don't just accept job offers because you're desperate or because you're worried. The opportunities are 100% going to come, and you can only negotiate your way into a company once. Yes, you might get a raise at year end, you know, hopefully every single year, but the higher you're able to negotiate your salary up front, the more that raise is going to matter for you year over year. So don't be shy. Being young doesn't mean that you shouldn't be qualified for higher salary. In fact, they should be seeing you as an investment. When you pay people well, they stay. Bestie, you're not gonna like this one, and I'm not sorry about it. I need you to keep your personal life extremely personal. When I was 21, I was an absolute feral club rat. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was clubbing Friday, Saturday, sometimes even Sunday. I loved going out. But you know what I never did? I never talked about it at work, because I was convinced people would look at me in a different light. And unfortunately, I can confirm that that's kind of true. Again, I'm not talking about this through the lens of good companies or through myself. I'm talking about the worst case scenario. I'm trying to make sure that you've got safety nets no matter what your industry is. However, if you come into the office talking about how you were blackout drunk with the girls, upside down doing keg stands on Saturday, and Bobby from accounting hears, and Bobby's like, you know, 65-year-old white dude, maybe hasn't done a keg stand in a few years, you know what I'm saying? He's gonna look at you and think that you are irresponsible, even though that was unpaid time, even though that is completely unfair for him to think, that's what he's gonna think. And I'm trying to safeguard you from having bias in the workplace about you being young. Another thing that I absolutely wish I knew, I wish I took my graduation year and my high school graduation year and any markers of age off of my resume and out of my email. The amount of times I was told I was too junior for a role only because they knew my age and not my skill is absolutely bananas. I was qualified intellectually for those roles, but perhaps not by age. I actually one time received a job offer. It was supposed to be for a senior recruiter role. I interviewed for the position. I passed the interview with flying colors, and they told me they weren't comfortable giving me the senior job title because I was too young, and they didn't like the optics of that on the team because there were people older than me. Do you want to know what my response was? Not only did I not accept that offer, but I told them, you're punishing me for being high-performing and young. Just saying. And finally, I would highly encourage you to stay the hell out of the office gossip. It is so easy to bond with people over negativity. In fact, it's actually easier for people to bond over negativity than to bond over positivity. But the last thing you want is to be a person with a brand for having a big old mouth and some big old ears who just loves gossip. I got sucked into it too. It's natural. It's kind of part of the office bonding experience. But ultimately, you are there to work. You are not there to win Miss Congeniality. Stay out of the gossip and stay far away from people who enjoy gossiping. If they're gossiping with you, I promise they're gossiping about you. Finally, the last thing I wish I knew is that I didn't have to be loyal to the companies that I worked at. I loved some of the organizations I worked for so much that I was convinced that I would retire there, even though I was being overworked and underpaid. I almost had this like brainwash or blind loyalty attached to me because I really wanted to stay at these companies because good employees don't leave, right? Wrong. Good employees know what's best for their career and are not scared to take jumps or take risks. So as much as you might love the company that you're with, ultimately, if you got hit by a bus tomorrow, they would replace you by Tuesday. I now recognize I look entirely naked. YouTube, I'm wearing a tube top. I swear. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out with me for today's episode. Please, 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 please. Why'd I say it like that? Hello? What? Can you please go leave a comment, leave a rating, and a review? It genuinely helps me so much. Like I said, my goal is to bring as much high-value content to this show as possible. And in order for me to do that, I need your TLC so we can get sponsors, so I can keep focusing on this and not lose my day job. You know what I'm saying? Because I still got a day job. Boom. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, and I'll talk to you next week.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every day my employees get scam emails. I wanted to protect my business and clients, so I checked out CISA's Secure Our World. They've got four simple ways we can protect our businesses from online threats. Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.